actions you can take to stop the pain. The companion book is where we propose a longer-term fix and a way to stay away from quagmires permanently. Throughout this book, when I use the pronouns we or our, I'm usually referring to experience that I or my associates at Semantic Arts have found and concur on, from 18 years of helping large firms tackle these issues. When I say I refer to personal observations that may not be as widely held. Chapter 1. How bad is it? In this section, we'll put some parameters on the size of the problem. These estimates may seem extreme on first reading, but in reality, what you read here is most likely an understatement. Waste in the information systems industry. Lean manufacturing and the Toyota production systems have dramatically improved productivity and quality in the physical goods industries. Enterprise IT has barely scratched the surface. This book is about examining how rampant waste has crept into our industry. We can learn a lot from the many decades wherein lean manufacturing has been systematically examining and removing waste from manufacturing processes. What I like about lean, and the reason it applies well to the information systems industry, is that practitioners become rabid to seek out, identify, and eliminate waste. We have so much to learn. As Ono Taiicho put it, waste is anything other than the minimum amount of equipment, materials, parts, and working time which is absolutely essential to add value to the product or services. Lean separates waste into three main sources: mura, unevenness; muri, overburden; and muda, activities that do not add value. Muda is what most people think of when they think of lean. Muda contains these seven wastes per Ono Taiicho: transport, inventory, motion, waiting, overprocessing, overproduction, and defects. To this list of the original seven wastes, some people also add the following: talent, resources, and byproducts. It's tempting to try to make a direct analogy between manufacturing and software production and implementation, but this is a poor analogy. Manufacturing creates physical goods from raw materials and other resources. However, the creation of a new software artifact from an existing one, via copying, is practically free. When you download the latest version of Linux, the only charge is a bit of network connectivity. In the physical world, even making a bad knockoff of a product consumes resources and entails the possibility of quality mishaps. This isn't to say that there isn't waste in software implementation, but we need to explore the nature of software economics, which we'll do in Chapter 2, before we can have a more detailed discussion of waste in information systems. Later in this section, we'll make a macro estimate of the degree of waste possible in the enterprise IT industry. First, though, we'll examine three important subsectors of the industry. Industries that clean up the waste. There are whole industries specializing in cleaning up some of the more egregious bits of waste. Within the umbrella, three sub-industries are generally recognized: legacy software industry, neo-legacy software industry, and legacy modernization industry. Legacy software industry. I had the misfortune of being on a project that probably bore the last non-pejorative use of the term legacy in connection with a software project. I helped build a 5-year strategic information plan for Johns Manville Corporation in 1990. We believed this plan would leave a legacy for the sponsors, and accordingly named it the Legacy Plan. Shortly after, the monolithic mainframe programs that everyone had and no one could get rid of became known collectively as legacy systems. No one advertises themselves as being in the legacy